400,000 Instagram followers. What?
Welcome to the Joyous Expansion Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Dupree, scouring the globe to bring you stories of courage, passion, and resilience. If I could sum up this podcast into one word, I would use empathy. Now let's get inspired.
Welcome to episode 95 of the Joyous Expansion Podcast. Today we talk to Wendell Miracle, who started small and was able to create an empire of helping people. There were 400,000 people following him on Instagram, which is super cool, spreading peace, love, joy, and everything awesome in this world. But first, I talk about what's going on in my life, because if I can't expect my guest to be vulnerable, how can I be vulnerable as well? Wait, that was the exact opposite of what I meant. Wow, what is wrong with my brain today? Maybe I have COVID brain. The idea of staying indoors all the time is interesting. The loneliness and the stress. The last 30 days, we've had over 50,000 deaths in the U.S., which is more than 8 out of 10 of the last flu seasons, and one of them was 51,000. So if I think I did the math, it's 9 out of 10. One was like 60,000, and that's probably going to happen in the next so-on days because of the deaths from Thanksgiving, which was lovely, by the way. So I spent it with my girlfriend, did a little text with some of my family, text Zoom with some of my family, which was nice. Also texting, and saw all the food they built. So there was some love, peace, and togetherness before Thanksgiving. I am somebody who believes that we should take the things we like about the holidays and spread it more throughout the year. I really love the end of Scrooge. That talks about that amazing feeling of Christmas and that we could have it every day and that we can go out and help people. You see somebody who's homeless and take a sandwich and just say, here, and give to people. Because I truly believe that giving leads to receiving, and both are equally important, really. Being able to receive graciously truly unlocks abundance and truly unlocks your heart. Receiving is so important. I've known many people in my life, including myself, that suck at receiving. And one thing that changed my life forever is learning how to receive. And when someone says or does something nice to me, instead of saying no or you don't have to do that, blah, 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 just to say thank you. That's it. Just thank you and receive. Truly receive. Because while I don't truly believe in the law of attraction anymore, I do kind of believe in an energy exchange type ideal where if you block your ability to receive, you block your ability to receive abundance. And you can truly never give, because if you do nothing but give and don't receive, that just causes a block in your energy. It causes it, like, maybe a kink, if you will. And I believe in energy flow. And so that means giving and receiving. We just don't talk about it. I don't mean being greedy and just take, take, take. I'm not saying taking. I'm saying receiving. Because if you continually give and give and give and give and not receive, you are stucking yourself. In reality, for a lot of people, I know stucking is not a real word, but you're getting stuck. And I understand for a lot of people, I experience this as well. It is very hard to receive. In fact, it's harder to receive than give because you have to open yourself up a little bit to the feeling of allowing somebody to be responsible for your happiness. And if you are blocked off from that, and as I was with my social anxiety, there is almost a, if somebody is responsible for my happiness, then they can hurt me. That's kind of the way I unconsciously thought of that. And so when people gave to me, instead of just saying thank you, in my back of my mind, I would have to find a way to ruin it almost, or to discount my deserving of it. So to the point of, yes, probably the don't want to give it to me anymore. The thing that really opened my eyes is when somebody mentioned this, probably some law of attraction book that I read that talked about the art of allowing and talked about how, thinking about how nice and how much fun it is to give and help somebody. And if you don't ask for help, if you don't receive, truly receive, you are denying them the ability to feel good. You're denying them the opportunity to give, the opportunity to help you. That is what you're doing. And every time in my life when I gave to somebody and they did what I did of saying, no, you don't have to, blah, 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 I never felt good. All their talking about, all their blocking me from helping them just made me angry at them, you know? Just like, how dare you deny me the opportunity to give? And I'm not saying that you should be as pushy on them or, you know, like that. But I'm just saying, like, especially when it's not a big deal, when it's like $5 and I have $5, just take my freaking $5. Doesn't really matter. I'm not saying you should receive something that you don't specifically want, or if the person is manipulative, you should take it as well, of course. Everything you talk about always has caveats, and I think that's important. But I'm just saying the art of giving, every time I gave from my heart without wanting anything in return, and the thing wasn't so big, like a new car or something dumb like that, like $5, $10 or groceries or whatever I'm able to do to help, them saying no made me feel bad, especially if I knew they wanted it. And so that changed my mind when it came to receiving. And when people gave me, I just taught myself to learn to say thank you. And that's been something that's been very helpful to me, is to learn how to receive. And today, you're going to receive a miracle, a window miracle, as he gives a bunch of ideas on how to live a better life. Wendell Miracle is one of the world's most influential motivational speakers and founder of the internationally known Instagram page, Hope Nuggets. He started the page in 2013, recording 15-second videos. These short videos have touched lives all over the world, and the page now has over 400,000 followers. His goal is to help people overcome depression and anxiety through his teachings, videos, books, seminars, and social media reach. You can expect to see new and exciting content on his Instagram daily. And he just released his first book, Have a Magical Day, 7 Keys to Living Happy Every Day. Now here's my interview with Wendell Miracle. Hello, Wendell, and welcome to my podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I am doing great. It's a pleasure to have you on my podcast. Can you explain to the listeners a little bit about who you are?
Yes, my name is Wendell Miracle. I am the founder of Hope Nuggets on Instagram. I'm also a happiness coach and author. I started the page about 8 years ago. And the reason why it's called Hope Nuggets is because back then in 2013, Instagram only gave us 15 seconds to speak on videos. They're literally 15-second videos that are designed to bring you hope.
Awesome. That's why I do a minute of motivation for my podcast, is because it now allows you to do a minute.
Yes. And people's attention spans aren't very long. Like, I can't sit and watch a 5 to 10 minute video. I've learned that 15 to seconds to 60 seconds is good for people.
So who were you before you started Hope Nuggets? What got you interested in it?
Yes. The reason why I became interested in it is because I battled with anxiety and depression 8 years ago. My mother passed to breast cancer after battling this disease for over a decade, and I entered bankruptcy, and I just entered a really dark place in my life. And one day, Brett, I just realized that life is too short to be depressed. I made the decision, you know what? I want to be happy, and I want to overcome this, become successful, and help other people do the same. So that's the motivation behind Hope Nuggets. I want to do something that made my mom proud, but also something that gave purpose to my life.
What led you into bankruptcy?
Yeah, so after she passed, to deal with the depression, I ended up spending money I didn't have. I was in my early 20s, and I believe that in your early 20s is a time when people make really dumb financial mistakes. I was already making financial mistakes before that happened, but then it just had a downward spiral when she left, and I just went shopping, I indulged in food, I just did a lot of dumb things, and I'm grateful that I was able to overcome that too.
So you're very close to your mother?
Yeah, she was my best friend. You know, we would talk every single day. So to lose that, plus go through the battles financially, it was just really tough. But yes, she was.
You made a decision to change your life at that point. What was your first step?
Yes, my first step was to realize, number one, that I had an issue here, which was I was wallowing around in self-pity. And I've learned that you can't just have a self-pity party the rest of your life. And one of the things I teach, you know, on my page, Brett, is that we're all going to mourn. You know, we're all going to be sad at some point. There's going to be moments in our lives where we're going to be depressed. Like if you lose your job or if you end a relationship or you lose a loved one, you have to feel those feelings of sadness so you can appreciate what true joy is like. However, you know, you can't turn a season of mourning into a lifetime of mourning. So I processed it. I realized that I needed to make a change. And then I started practicing the principles found in my book in order to make that change.
What are the principles in your book?
Yes. The first chapter, I said that you need to start every day with gratitude. Studies and scientists have shown that it's impossible to be sad and grateful at the same time. So I started practicing gratitude. And the reason why they say practice gratitude, right, is because we're not naturally grateful people. We are natural born complainers. But when you start your day in a state of gratitude, like today, my first prayer was, I'm grateful I opened two gifts, my eyes. And then I make a list of the things I'm thankful for, whether it's my job or my health. I start my day that way. And then it literally puts you in a vibration and high energy of happiness. And it allows you to attract more good things into your life.
Nice. Where did you learn about the power of gratitude?
My mom was actually the one that taught me to count my blessings. You know, she took me to church all the time. And that was one of the greatest revelations I had, was to count your blessings. Because what most people do is count their problems. And there's a quote in my book by Malti Babcock that says, it's better to lose count naming your blessings than to lose your blessings by counting your troubles. And I also read the book, The Secret, The Power and the Magic, which also taught me these principles.
The Secret, The Power, The Magic, is that a different book?
Those are three different books. They're all by Rhonda Byrne. The Secret was the original one. And then she wrote The Power, which talked about gratitude and love. And then The Magic was all about gratitude.
Oh, I only knew about The Secret, huh? Mm-hmm. So what other principles?
I talk about starting your day with gratitude. I also talk about in chapter two, it's called Be a Blessing. And this is really awesome. Every day I always tell my clients and my followers that you should have at least one random act of kindness. It doesn't have to be anything big. It could be opening the door for somebody who's elderly, giving a compliment, cheering somebody up. When you make other people's days, your day will always be made. The doors you open for others will be open for you. And when you give, it literally leads to a higher level of happiness in your life. So living to give and being a blessing is a big deal.
Where did you learn that principle from?
I learned that growing up in church. You know, I was always taught that it was better to give than to receive, that whatever you give comes back to you. And yeah, I just started practicing that, and it's just a beautiful thing.
Nice. Do you still go to church?
I still go to church. Yes, I do.
When you started living these principles of gratitude and helping people, what changes did you notice in your life?
Absolutely. When I noticed that my days just had a natural flow to them. You know, the things that would bother me didn't bother me as much anymore because I started my day in that stratosphere. And the book is called Have a Magical Day, 7 Keys to Living Happy Every Day. And in order for you to live a happy life, you have to have like happy days and magical moments. You live in that state of gratitude. It's hard to be depressed. So the things I noticed were that I was happier in the mornings, you know, and then at the time when I started these, I was working for a bank as a banker. I was in corporate America. And I noticed that I was starting to increase my sales. Customers were friendly to me. People were happy. So when you surround yourself with gratitude, you also attract like people that are also happy, and you attract blessings into your life. Things just started changing in an upward direction.
That was great to hear. Did you notice change in the people around you as well?
When you are in a straight and positive vibration of happiness, you also attract happy people into your life. And it's just amazing how you start your day determines the type of day you're going to have. And that's what the law of attraction teaches too. And I learned that in The Secret. Like, I noticed when I start my day on a good vibe, everything seems to flow right. Like, I run into every green light, attract happy people, like happy circumstances. But then when I start my day in a bad mood, or if I don't do the gratitude practice, I'll stub my toe, I'll spill coffee on my white shirt, I'll run into every red light, every machine at the gym is taken. But when you start your day the right way, things have a natural flow. Now, that doesn't mean everything is going to go your way. That doesn't mean that you are going to run into every green light. But even when you do face some obstacles in your day, you're more equipped and better equipped to handle them.
So in a way, it helps build resilience.
Yes, and it allows you to respond to things better. And that's a big deal.
What is the next principle in your book?
The next principle in my book, I talk about forgiveness. You can't have a great future and present if you're holding on to yesterday. And when I talk about forgiveness, it's really a touchy subject because I want to make sure that I don't downplay the fact that a lot of people have a reason to hang on to offense or things that happened to them in the past. They've had bad things happen to them or people that done them wrong. And for those who are hanging on to that, don't condemn people for doing that because they may have a right to. But like I talked about earlier with not letting a season of mourning turn into a lifetime of mourning, you can't let a season of bitterness turn into a lifetime of bitterness towards something or someone or an event that happened to you. We have to find ways to let that go. There's a quote in my book that says, I forgave so I can set the prisoner free. And then I realized that the prisoner was me. Now, you might not get that apology. You might never get it, but you have to forgive and let go so that you can be free, you know, not for the other person, but for you. And when you do that, your life will go to the next level.
Came first, your Instagram page or your book?
My Instagram page. I wanted to develop my social media following before the book, but I was writing the book while I was growing the Instagram. So the Instagram came first.
What made you want to start sharing and helping other people with your message?
Because it gave me purpose. And honestly, like I talked about being a blessing, you know, when you give, it leads to happiness. And me giving these principles, giving these hope nuggets, honestly, it brought tremendous joy and happiness to my life. Seeing people say that, hey, this 15-second video helped get me through my day, or I was going through a tough time and this really helped me. Those things made it worth it. And I wanted to be a blessing and live out my purpose.
I'm actually curious on the idea of, have you ever had a day where you start with gratitude and going through your principles, but things still don't feel good? What do you do to when you need like an extra boost?
Great question. I love that. Because like I tell people, you can do these principles all day or in the morning and you still might get bad news, or you still might get things that happen to you in your day that aren't so magical. I like to give people what's called a mood shifter. And you need this because honestly, like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, when you've had too many carbohydrates, you've had some bad news and you need a nap, your mood's going to go down. A mood shifter is anything that can instantly take you from sadness into happiness. It could be a picture of your pet. It could be a picture of your baby boy or girl, anything that lifts your mood. It could be listening to your favorite song. So when you have this in your back pocket and you use it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon or whenever you're having bad news, it will give you a boost and it will put you back on that upward spiral. Because if you don't run your mind will run you. When bad news happens and we get into these low vibrational states, it can be a downward trend. It's going to be like a train with no driver and it just goes down. Have a mood shifter, do the gratitude practice, and it will change your life.
So when it came to building your Instagram page, what are the steps you did to make it into, well, you have like 400,000 followers, which is very impressive.
Oh my goodness. I got to tell you, it was a journey. It's in my first 3 years, it was not growing. And I felt like I was wasting my time. I felt like I was doing these videos and they weren't working. And I actually listened to one of the things that you shared in yours, is that when you start something, you kind of have to suck first, you know, before you become successful. When I listened to that, it made me laugh because I almost want to delete some of our old posts because I feel like they sucked. But right now I'm keeping them so that people who go through the page can see where we came from. So I still have our first video there from 2013. And what I did was I was just consistent with it, Brett. Like I did videos, 6 posts a week for about 5 years straight. And then I've had some big accounts, some celebrities that were able to repost my videos and my posts, and the page just grew organically.
Well, awesome. Way to stick with it. That's really cool.
Yeah, I believe that in life, you got to stick with it. Whether it's a dream you have, a hobby, a sport, something that you're pursuing, that's something that you're passionate about, there are going to be moments where you want to quit and you think you're wasting your time. That's not an opportunity to quit. That's also an opportunity to keep going. And when you stick with it and stick with it till the end, you know, good results and good things happen.
I think we've been through three principles. What's the next one?
I talk about visualizing your success. And this is a law of attraction 101 kind of thing. Is I have this thing in my house. It's called a vision board. I'm sure you've heard of it. Literally put pictures on there of things that I desire, that I want to be in 5 years. And I'll give an example of something that I did. That it's in my book. It's very interesting. Back in 2013, I was working for a bank, like I mentioned, and I had a specific position. I was a banker, but I wanted to be a small business banker. I wanted to work with higher end clients and I wanted to make more money. So what I did was I took my business card, I scratched off the current title that I had, and I wrote on there the title and the job that I wanted, pasted it on my vision board. And every day before I went to work, I would visualize having that new job. I would feel the feelings of already having it. And then I went about my day and did the best at the job that I already had. You know, within about 3 to 4 months, a position opened up and I interviewed for it and I was able to get that job. When you visualize your success, it gives you happiness and joy, because believing for greater things and imagining yourself in a position in life where you're higher than where you are now, it makes you happy. It gives you something to strive for. It gives you motivation. And then those things can manifest if you believe in them with all your heart.
It also gives you a direction. One thing I always enjoyed from Stephen Covey's The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People is always have begin with the end in mind. And one thing visualization helps with is it kind of gives you a direction to go to.
Yes, absolutely. There's a Bible verse. I grew up in church that said when there's no vision, people die. And obviously that I don't take that literally, but when you don't have a vision and a goal in front of you, you know, you don't have as much life. Like me, there's still so many goals in front of me that I have that give me zest, that make me wake up in the morning with a purpose and passion. So visualization, having that end goal in mind, like you said, from Stephen Covey, it's a beautiful thing.
What's the next principle?
Yes, the next one is love yourself, number 5. Ooh. And I like this one a lot. This is one of my favorite ones. And when I tell people to love yourself or self-love, it isn't about being conceited and thinking that you're better than people. It is being happy with who you are, exactly how you are. It's not wishing you were a different race, a different height, a different ethnicity, you know, a different background or born into a different family. Being grateful for who you are because you are unique. You are an individual masterpiece. Part of self-love also is taking care of yourself. You can't pour from an empty cup. Me, I used to be a personal trainer and I'm still a fitness enthusiast. And I believe in self-love, self-care techniques. Like you said earlier, getting enough sleep every night. I visit the chiropractor. I do cryotherapy. I get massages. I make sure that I manage my time and my energy the right way. And part of self-love as well is saying no to things that you don't have the energy for. When I was in my early 20s, I would say yes to every commitment, yes to every person that needed help. And I would notice that I was always exhausted. I was tired because I was making too many commitments. But now I've learned to say no to certain phone calls, no to certain get-togethers to protect my energy. So that's what self-love is all about.
If someone's in a position where they don't really have self-love, how do you suggest they get started?
You got to get started by accepting who you are, you know, accepting the fact that you were born on this planet for a reason. When you have a purpose, as long as you're breathing, as long as you're alive, you have a purpose. And then I would tell them to list things. I mean, we were talking earlier about gratitude. List things that you like about yourself. List the talents that you have, the goals you have, the dreams that you have. You know, when you have that self-acceptance, self-awareness, self-love, then you can start all the other principles I talked about and really start living a magical life.
So what's the next principle?
Yes. The next one is number 6, speak it into your existence. You can't just say affirmations and expect them to come to pass. You obviously have to believe them. But sometimes when I say these things to people, like, for example, somebody who is going through poverty or somebody who is going through depression, when I tell them to say affirmations like, I am blessed, I am prosperous, I am happy, it's going to feel like a lie because that's not what's happening in their reality. But when you speak these things and you believe them with all your heart, things in your reality will change. One of the things I teach in the book and Speak It Into Your Existence is the power of the words I am. What follows the I am follows you. So when you say I am blessed, I believe that blessings follow you. When you say I am healthy, health follows you. But when you say things like I'm broke, poverty follows you. When you say things like I'm overweight, calories follow you. I believe that whatever you speak out and believe enough with all your heart on a consistent basis is what becomes your reality.
That's a good one. What's the next principle?
Yes, the last one, chapter 7. This is my favorite one. I actually did this before we got on this podcast, is dance like you already got it. Every morning, before I start my day, before I take any phone calls, answer any text messages, or go about my day, I do a dance either in my house or in my car. And I'm going to explain to you why this is such a beautiful thing. First of all, music heals. It feels good. It puts you in a high vibrational state. And when I do my car dance, this is when I visualize the day. Visualize the day going amazing while dancing to my favorite song. I thank God for all the magical moments that have already happened in my life. And I also dance as if the things that I want to manifest have already manifested. When you do this, you put yourself in a stratosphere of not only gratitude, but of love and happiness. And it puts you on a good vibe and people feel that vibe and it just attracts magical things. I'm actually going to give an example right now. Back in 2017, I was working as that new position that I told you I wrote on my vision board. So what I wanted that year was I wanted to lead my company in sales or at least be in the top 5. So every day I would do a car dance as if I already crushed it in sales. I already had an amazing, amazing year. There were some days that I didn't have a good sales day, but that's okay. You do the car dance every single day, regardless of that. So I was doing that. And then that year, I finished in the top 1% of my company in sales. And I ended up going on a free trip to Miami. That's when I realized, you know what? This car dance thing works. And I'm going to put this in my book.
Nice. That's a fun one.
Yeah.
So with all your principles and doing this for so long, have you had any fun success stories of how you've helped somebody switch their life around?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's this girl that's been following me for a while now. She told me that she had a dream to move across the country and live in California. At the time, she was living in, I believe it was New Jersey or Philadelphia, and she got tired of the cold weather. And she was telling me how she had no idea how she could get a job over here. I told her, hey, put on your vision board that you're living in California. Put on your vision board that you have this job. And I told her to do the car dance every day as if this happened. This was about back in February of 2017 when she told me that. And then by December of 2017, she got a new job. She ended up moving to California and is living the life of her dreams. It's not always going to happen exactly that way. Some things might take a little bit longer, but the principles that I taught helped turn her life and she experienced magical results.
Cool. We are coming to the end of our time together. One thing I like to ask my guests is to do a 1 minute of motivation. You can imagine this as if you have a time machine and you're going back to your 8-year-old self and you want to convey everything you need to live a happy, joyful life. But unfortunately, you only have a minute until you're plopped back into the future. Or you can think of it as if condensing your entire life's message into 1 minute. So you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Yes, I'm Wendell Miracle. I want to let you know that the key to happiness and joy is gratitude. It's impossible to be sad and grateful at the same time. So when you become a grateful person, you become a happy person. Now, if you want to manifest your dreams, there's three specific steps. Number one, you imagine it. You visualize it, make a clear picture in your mind. And then I want you to feel it. Feel the feelings of having it now. Believe that it's already done. And then finally, receive it. Receive your dreams and live out your purpose and live every day happy and as if it's already done. Believe it and receive it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on my podcast. I very much enjoyed your very easy and fun 7 principles to live. And I can totally see, especially the gratitude in helping other people out, because there's just some certain joy in helping others. Plus, it kind of gets us out of our head as well. That I truly can believe helps people, and seeing your website where you share these little hope nuggets is just such a fun way to have these nice little short pick-me-ups. So thank you so much for coming on my podcast, and thank you so much for what you do for this planet.
Thank you so much, and for having me. A pleasure is mine.
May your day be special.
You have a magical day, my friend.
And there you have it, folks. That was my interview with Wendell Miracle. I like the stories of people who start small and are able to go at it. As somebody who's tried Instagram and all those things and this podcast and everything else, YouTube, it's sometimes really hard to just scream out into the empty void and not getting much in return. I didn't realize how wonderful life was in my early YouTube videos. I was getting like 500 views and thinking how that was small before the algorithm changed and everyone was jumping on board. If I only continued on that, maybe I would have built up a following, but then I kept on quitting and quitting and quitting and quitting. And you can say you're quitting your podcast, but the reality is I'll be back. It needs a theme. It needs to be more me. But anyway, this is not about that, but this is, I really appreciate listening to how he was able to go through that and to build something. 400,000 followers is just an amazing amount of people, and being able to touch that many people with his positivity and growth is outstanding. And his principles of happiness, there's a lot of good stuff there, a lot of good things that if you take up and live in your daily life that you can improve. So if you want to check him out, go to www.hopenuggets.com or follow him on Instagram at Hope Nuggets. That's an easy word to remember. Well, two words, hope and nuggets. Hope Nuggets. There we have it, folks. That is episode 95 of the Joyous Expansion Podcast. 95 episodes. Wow, how amazing is that? I think that's super amazing. Like, subscribe, share, leave a review. All those things are amazing. And remember, I love you for you are. You can find me at joyousexpansion.com. More episodes of pod.joyousexpansion.com. You can find me at joyousexpansion on LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, but not Facebook, because I'm Increase Your Joe, because my SEO game sucks. Yeah, my SEO game sucks. You can also email me for any reason at BRE2TS2PR2Es at joyousexpansion.com. Thank you so much for listening. I love you for who you are. Once again, I'm Brett Dupree, your champion of authentic joy, catalyst of transformation for the Church of Awesome, and Joyous Expansion Life Coach. Wishing you once again to be love, to be joy, to be awesome. And now play that jingle.
JoyousExpansion.com. joyousexpansion.com. Come and say hello to Brad Dupree. He is an inspirational life coach. Good for you and good for me. He turned my life from gray to blue. I'm sure he'll do the same for you. Get in touch and you'll see your life will change dramatically. JoyousExpansion.com. JoyousExpansion.com.